athletic director Beth Goetz. It's not often that you get to announce a new head coach coming into one of the programs. You've had several since you've been here. What do you feel about this one today?
Well, it's just it's such a great feeling when you know you have a coach that's coming in that truly represents all the great things about Ball State, shares the same values we do, and is, you know, excited about the expectations we have. And I've known Coach Lewis for a few years back. We had a chance to work together at Butler briefly, but we just feel like he's the best fit for our community. We're excited about what he's going to bring to the program, and it's going to be a fun journey.
Talked a lot about winning, but he talked less about that, I think, from my vantage point, than he talked about everything else, the student-athlete part, why these young men, in his case, are here to go to school and get an education and build their life. That's got to be, it's clearly important to you because you hired him, but that's got to make you feel really good and the university feel probably even better.
Yeah, and he gets it. I think, you know, sometimes there's a misnomer that if you're going to be great on the court, that these other things have to take a backseat. And that's not what he believes. It's certainly not what we believe here at Ball State. And it's authentic. I know you saw that today. You heard that from him today, that he takes the responsibility of mentoring these young men, of developing their character just as seriously as he does developing their game.
By the way, I saw that picture he took on the interstate. That was a great one. Did you see the up-downs he was doing with Coach New?
We saw the up-downs. I did send him a text after the picture on Highway 69, and I said, hey, you may want to read the small print in your health insurance. I'm not sure that's covered, but... I mean, his enthusiasm really is contagious. I mean, he's just we haven't asked him to engage in that way, certainly not in these first few days. But it comes natural to him. He enjoys being around people, and I think that's just going to be a great asset to our program to get people excited about men's basketball here at Ball State.
We all know where we want the program to go, but it's going to take all of us to get it there, right? And so if you got questions about how do you help, ask me. I'll tell you how you can help. But I think that is a huge engagement. You know, I think that's part of my job. I've never believed that I just want to be a basketball coach. Like I told these two during the process, like whenever my time here at Ball State is done, I don't want to leave here and like, oh, he was a good coach or he was a bad coach. Like I want to be much more and mean much more to this university and this community than just a dude that went out and won some basketball games. Like, I want to do more. I think that's where when I talked about the vision and the alignment, like, I think our basketball program and the kids in our program can mean so much more to this university and can open a lot of doors for this university. Like, I know what an NCAA tournament appearance means to a university. Like, you want to see applications go up? Let's go to an NCAA tournament and see what happens. And I think you can just build upon those things. And I want guys in our program that are comfortable getting outside themselves and realizing that they're at a place that is much bigger than just them. And once they realize that, then I think they get a full understanding of what this whole thing is all about.
Hey, Coach. Daily
student.
Kyle Smedley, last member of the Ball State Daily News.
There you go.
But we got a couple photographers around here, too. But I'm just curious, you know, you played under Bob Knight and then coached under him as your first graduate assistant gig, and then you coached under, you know, some notable programs, Butler, UCLA, among others. What have you taken from the coaches that you've coached under and played for that'll prepare you for this opportunity?
Well, like I said when I was talking, I think you take a little bit from each guy, and you kind of put it into your own personality, your views, and you know, there's some things that work, and there's some things that you saw didn't work. There's some things that fit my personality, some things that don't fit my personality. And I'm very, like I said, I'm very comfortable in who I am. You know, when I was 17 years old, I committed to Indiana. So when you do that, I would kind of was adopted by this state, right? And you kind of become, in the footprint of this state. And the state has been very good to me. But in doing that at that age, you're forced to kind of understand who you are, right? And get comfortable with it real quick. And so I feel, you know, very fortunate to have gone through that experience, and it's carried out throughout my career. I'm not going to try to be Bob Knight. I'm not going to try to be Brad Stevens or Mick Cronin or Chris Holtman. Like, I'm going to be me, all right? It's been good enough all the way up to this point, so I don't really see, with the help of some really good players, why it can't be good enough here.
Now, this coach has more hair than the new coach over there. Are you thinking about just shaving it all off?
No, I'm thinking about letting it grow out and maybe going with the flow so people can really tell us apart. And I'm also more athletic than this new coach, too.
Really? I've seen some video. I've never – of him, I mean. I've not seen video of you.
Well, you can only imagine then.
I can only imagine, really. Seriously, we've talked about this, you and I. The crop of coaches here through the years, and you've been around for a while at Ball State University. We seem to land some of the really, really good ones, and it looks like we've done that again with the men's program, Coach Sally.
I tell you, I feel fortunate in my time here. You think about who I've rubbed shoulders with, Billy Taylor, and then James Whitford, and now Michael. You know, and basketball is what this place is about, you know, and we tell recruits that, we tell the community that. Michael gets that part of it, and he's ready for this opportunity. I'm excited for him. He's already in 10 days, made a lot of people really excited about what's going to happen. But I think, I was telling somebody a minute ago, they're going to have to put down really reinforced paint on the sideline between he and I stomping up and down there.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be the only stomper anymore.
Oh, I love it. More stomping the better. Coach Brady Sally, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Lindell from WLBC Radio.
Okay,
nice to meet you,
nice
Coach.
To meet
congratulations.
You. 3 hours, 18 minutes.
Okay, I just got a couple.
What's that,
of
from Jasper?
Yeah, I was wondering how far it is. I'm not going to ask you the same questions that everybody asked you because I got sound on all that stuff. What I want to know is, are you really any good at up-downs or not? Because that video, that's huge. It's everywhere, man.
Well, hey, thank God I didn't have to do more than five. I was huffing and puffing when that was over. But I lost, right? There's a punishment for losing. So, but no, that was fun. That experience with the football team was really cool. I think what Mike's doing with that program is something that I want to emulate with our basketball program.
We're glad to hear that you're here. Heard nothing but good things about you in the short time that we've known you were coming here. Just you've said it 1,000 times today in the introductory press conference event. But let me go to the family side of it. You know, Jasper, Indiana, few hundred miles away from here. You're back home again in Indiana. I'm not going to sing the song. To you and to your elementary sweetheart we heard about, too, and your kids, what does that part mean to you, Coach?
I think it's, you know, being, like I said, when I chose to attend Indiana, I kind of was adopted by the state. And that's just part of what comes with, you know, playing at that place. But it has really been neat for us. Obviously, we've always stayed connected to the state, always tried to get back, and to be able to kind of move back here and put down roots and reconnect. It's a lot easier to maybe drive down the highway to Jasper than it is get on a plane out of LAX. So, it means a ton to be able to lead a program back where you grew up and where you fell in love with the game.
Coach.
Ball State's president Jeffrey Mearns is here. Does Paris McCurdy have any eligibility left? Is that what you were talking to him about?
Unfortunately, he doesn't, but he's got a lot of ability and a lot of passion and a lot of charisma.
All right, new coach coming in. What do you think?
Well, I think you heard it just a few minutes ago, Steve. He's got the experience. He's got the discipline, he's got the passion, and he really has the commitment to the Ball State Cardinals. So I'm very excited. I think there's a lot of upside. And I think, as he said, we don't have to be patient. I think he knows he's got good players. I think he knows he has an institution and a community that supports him. So I think we're also going to see a sense of urgency come November.
Nothing wrong with that. Last question, and this is, I'm sure someone else has asked you this too. You've got Coach Lewis now. Brady Sally is a little thin upstairs. Is everybody going to shave their heads now? Is that going to be a coaching requirement? Is that in the contract?
No, that will not be a part of the coaching requirement.
I asked Beth Getz that too, by the way.
And what did she say?
She said the same thing. She said she's not sure Coach New would want to comply with that one either.
Yeah, I probably, and Coach Maloney and Coach Richards and probably several of the women on our staff too.
Several, but you just never know until you ask. Thank you, President Mearns.
Good to see you, Steve.
Sean Sullivan didn't get any questions during the official press conference. Were you surprised that nobody had any questions for you from the media?
No surprise. Today was the least about me of anyone in this room.
Seriously, your job, at least the part of your job that is associated with publicizing the university, getting people activated to buy season tickets and attend games, whether it's basketball or football or whatever, I would only assume that a hire like this might make that job a little easier for you and your staff.
we've already seen it in 10 days, right? I mean, we're up nearly 50 season tickets in 10 days. So Michael's got a charisma and a personality like no one else. And so we'll leverage that and ride the coattails. And he won't just help basketball, you know. He'll help the campus community, all of our varsity sports. So we're thrilled about that.
All right, with Charlie Cardinal now. Charlie, what do you think of this new coach? Uh-huh. Yeah. Really? Now, Charlie, I'm sorry to interrupt, but are you thinking about shaving your head, you know, like him and Coach Sally?
It's already started. Look at that.
It is getting... Oh, it... Thanks, Charlie. Always a good interview.